Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Older Militaris Radio, coming to you early at 8 a.m. in the morning. The intro music you just heard was the Royal Anthem of France. There's a special reason when we play that music. It's because something in France has happened, and something indeed did happen. Yesterday afternoon, early evening, and in Saint Denis, outside of Paris, at the Cathedral Basilica of Saint Denis. An illegal and illegal operating publicly left-wing non-governmental organization Coordination des Sans Papiers, or the CSP 75. This group is one of many non-governmental agencies who are smuggling in or teaching these Islamic invaders on how to enter into Europe. This one is working in France. Now, you may not have known, there is actually a French law that makes this organization and all other smuggling organizations illegal. The French law on illegal immigration. The French law prohibits anyone from assisting or trying to assist the entry, movement, or irregular stay of a foreigner in France. France has an immigration ministry which began functioning in 2007 under President Sarkozy. The government seeks to combat smugglers who profit financially from moving immigrants into, through, and out of France, according to the immigration minister, Eric Bisson. So why is this illegal organization able to operate freely, publicly, in France, if it's on the books that they are breaking the law? Did President Hollande, now President Macron, get rid of this brilliant law? Did they remove this law from the books? I had no clue it was on the books until I looked it up just before this show to see what we could talk about. Whoever is a conservative Catholic who has still a position in the government, look and see if this law is still on the books in France. DM me or tweet me at OrdoMilitarisKS. I'd like to know. Now, why is it such a big deal to break out the ancient royal anthem of France? Well, again, has to do with my own personal ancestry, because King Hugh Capet, the man who started the Capet royal house, then the woman who started the Bourbon line, I am related to her through Robert of Clermont, Count Robert of Clermont, and I am directly related to King Hugh Capet, blood and legal relation. I have said some of these important things off the original computer I did all that ancestry work on before it crashed. And on the radio website, OrdoMilitarisRadio.wordpress.com, go to the blog page. You'll see it be the first press release item there. I share the ancestral line under King Hugh's photo. He is my 45th great-grandfather. And so, him, all the kings and queens, plus Charles Martel, my 57th great-grandfather, rest inside the Church of St. Denis. And yesterday was St. Joseph's Day. And the priest or rector who helps take care of it when it's not being used by the bishop, the parishioners were going to have a 5:30 evening mass for St. Joseph. But they couldn't do it because they feared these rioters would come back. Now, just like in the attack and murder and martyrdom of Father Jacques Hamel, it took an hour or so for the police to get there. So, a late 80 illegal invaders. And the far left activist group who brought them into France stormed the Basilica and disrupted maybe damaged a few things, a few tombs. This was a pretty significant day. Because the devil hates St. Joseph. St. Joseph guards the church. St. Joseph guards and defends the Holy Family. As we pointed out yesterday. What better way to attack St. Joseph directly than to attack the eldest daughter of the Catholic Church? France herself, where the kings and queens are buried in rest and peace. What better way for Satan himself to attack the church is to attack the church on St. Joseph's Day. So the priest there had to cancel the 5:30 evening mass for St. Joseph because out of fear of the rioters returning and the police not showing up or protecting the cathedral once they got there. They cleared the cathedral, got the rioters out. But then once the rioters were gone and doors were shut, the police did not stay to guard the cathedral or guard the kings and queens of France. If the police will not even guard their own kings and queens who rest in the tombs there in St. Denis, why are they there to begin with to protect the citizens and people, and most of all, France, from these invaders who are there to destroy the West, to destroy Christendom? Why are they there at all? If they will not stand their ground, defend St. Denis, and allow the parishioners to go to Holy Mass, attend Holy Mass with the kings and queens of France. Imagine praying with them in that very church, even though they are in the tombs, dead. But you're still praying with them. You're still praying for them, for their souls. What? If the priest was so afraid, should have got the parishioners inside into sacristy. Locked. Once the police cleared the cathedral all the rioters out of there, go to the doors of the cathedral and lock them from the inside so the rioters could not get in, and then hold the mass for St. Joseph's Day. But instead they had to cancel mass because they were afraid. Too afraid to defend your own kings and queens who now rest, you pray. If I was there, I would have stood my ground and told the Father, Father, we cannot retreat. We cannot give up the sanctuary where the kings of France rest. If there's locks on those doors from the inside, lock those doors. But we are going to have Holy Mass. No matter what happens. You need to be brave and courageous as the Catholics of the early church. You don't think they were scared going to Mass in the catacombs? Oh, I bet they were scared, but they have a strength that is somehow no longer part of us. I believe it's from the horrible way of we've been taught the faith, how the faith has been watered down and degraded, how the faith has been compromised to make it more appealing, more welcoming to Protestants, other heretical groups, instead of being tough, holding your ground, not bending to anything. That is why I like the Catechism, the Council of Trent. When you read that, when you study the Council of the Catechism of the Council of Trent, as Brother and I did for a good number of days on this very radio program, you could tell how awesome the faith was being taught in that book. They were not holding back. They let you have it one way and up the other. They told you flat and blank what's going on. And if you don't agree, you're a heretic. You're denounced. You're anathema. Imagine that. Saying something or teaching something contrary to the Catholic Church, and back then Pope St. Pius V would slap you with a charge of heresy, and you'd either be silenced, put in some sort of monastery for the rest of your life in solitude. Now, we got priests, deacons, bishops, cardinals, even Bergoglio teaching things that are not Catholic, and nothing happens to them. They are celebrated. Why are they celebrated if they are destroying the faith? Why are they celebrated while souls go to hell? That is why we have lost that fighting spirit. Because Catholics are born for combat. We ain't called the church militant for nothing, folks. Huh. I read something yesterday about Charles Martel. That Catholics are not afraid to fight. When they have to fight, they will fight. But when it's time for peace, they will be peaceful. That is how Catholics are to be. The way the kingdom is falling down because of bad leadership, bad teaching, the spreading of errors, spreading of heresies. It's time we fight for the faith by sharing the actual, authentic Catholic faith handed down by Christ himself, defended and taught by the church fathers and doctors of the church, defended by Pope, Blessed Pope Pius IX, defended by Pope St. Pius X, all those awesome popes who defended the faith, who attacked heretics directly and called them out for it. That is why I believe the priest did not stay and did not keep Mass on the schedule after the riots, because they are being taught not to stand their ground and fight back the way they can by celebrating Holy Mass. If they are not willing to stand their ground and celebrate Holy Mass, not lock the doors from the inside to protect the parishioners, this time that France needs to be converted once again, to be reawakened once again. It's time for Western Christendom to be reawakened to the Catholic faith once again. We must wake up. We must become fighters once again. We must stand our ground. Because if we don't have the courage when rioters are coming and when they are pushed out of the church to stay there and offer Holy Mass, we have surrendered the ground to the enemy. And who were these rioters? Muslims. They want to take over France because the government of France is allowing it. Just like the government of United Kingdom is making United Kingdom into a Sharia totalitarian fascist state. Where conservative Christians are charged with hate crimes because they dare speak the truth about Islam. They dare to confront their spineless leaders about the truth about what is happening. Because the spineless leaders only answer to the European Union because they want land, titles, money, and power. It's all they want. They don't care about the countries. They don't care about the citizens. If they did, all those Greenman gangs in the United Kingdom, all those rapes in that town, Telford, all those people causing those rapes will be rounded up, put in, given a quick sentence. Are they guilty or not guilty? And the severest capital punishment would be dealt to them. And the citizens would be protected. Their rights would be restored. Sovereignty would be restored. But no, they keep the status quo of keeping the citizens in danger. You could see that at the speaker's rally at Speaker's Corner on Sunday. It was all peaceful. Thousands of people showed up to protest to the government saying you will not ban or limit our speech because we speak out by speaking the truth. Then at the end of this rally, in comes Antifa and Islamic terrorists with sticks, rods, walking sticks, and beating people up. Yet the police pushed back the innocent people and allowed these thugs full rein of what to do. They did not arrest them. They did not charge him for assaulting an officer. They did not charge him for assaulting men, women, children at this rally. They let them do whatever they wanted, which is a sure sign the government of the United Kingdom is appeasing to Islam by making it into a Sharia state. Anyone who speaks the truth about Islam, like quoting Winston Churchill, you're charged. Like that one man who quoted Winston Churchill's speech on Islam. Just like Lord Pearson saying to Tommy Robinson, after I leave the palace of the House of Lords, when I step over the threshold back onto normal ground, that privilege I have in the House of Lords is no longer active. And when I speak in there outside, I could be arrested for a hate crime because he speaks the truth. Yeah, Martin, Brittany Pettibone, Laura Southern, suing the United Kingdom government because of what they did to them, taking away their rights, not giving them counsel until after their interrogations, then deporting them. Laura Southern was charged on the Terrorist Act of 2007. Not 2007, but 2000. My mistake. So they are suing the government of the United Kingdom. We at Order Militaris Catholicus are looking to do the same thing. And to Twitter for hurting and trying to destroy our international corporation whose headquarters are in the United States. If we do not have our international headquarters Twitter feed, that hurts our business. That hurts us from helping persecuted Christians around the world. So I tell Twitter, I tell the UK government who had our Twitter feed shut down. The military's cast Twitter feed shut down. Open it up again. Give it back. Cease and desist from your illegal activities. Again, with Theresa May. I believe this is it. Yeah. According to Theresa May, many Britons benefit greatly from Sharia law. Britain does not gain anything from Sharia law, nor does it gain anything from having an Islamic appeaser as Prime Minister, writes Mark Golett. Amen, Mark. If she cares so much about Islam and Sharia law, let her move to a Sharia country in the Middle East. Let her see what Sharia law is. Because they are not kind, welcoming to women. They treat them worse than their own cows, goats, and whatever else. So for her to say it, she is blind. She has no clue what she is speaking about. Because if she did, she would not favor Sharia law. And by appeasing to Islam, she surrenders to Islam. That's the whole thing about Islam. If you kneel to Islam, you surrender to Islam. You appease to Islam, you surrender to Islam. There is no compromise with Islam. Either all or nothing. So by her being the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, she surrenders the United Kingdom to Islam. Which means for us saying the truth about Islam, asking about it, that is why she had the Ordo Militaris Catholicus HQ account shut down. Because she surrendered the entire country to Islam. Which is horrible. Because those thousands of people who came from across the UK, across Great Britain, across England to Speaker's Corner for that protest against her, against the government taking away freedom of speech. They do not agree with Theresa May. She lied to them about Brexit. She lied about a hard Brexit. Instead, it's not a Brexit. It never was for her. She surrendered everything to the European Union. She has ruined the country of the United Kingdom. She has put Christians in danger. Because the UK is a Christian nation. And yet they ban and deport Christians from coming into the UK because they are journalists or one who defends Europe, its heritage, its way of life, its traditions. without us even stepping on the UK border. They charged us the same as they charged the other three. But we didn't get that badly worded letter or that weird pamphlet. So, I'm not too thrilled with the UKIP. I mean, has some good folks in there, like Lord Pearson. I'm not sure about the guy you said in the interview with Tommy Robinson about that they all should join up. I mean, yeah, they all need to join up to fight this mad woman. These unjust policies. But is the UKIP proper in defending the British Christian heritage, the British Christian traditions, way of life, its language, culture, everything? And for the Poor Britain Party, it doesn't support or defend the Christian heritage of Great Britain or the UK. The Britain First Party does, but their leaders are put in jail because they spoke the truth about Islam and exposed a gang rape shop in East England. One of them has been severely attacked, and that's all we know so far. They were imprisoned unjustly. All those who did the gang rapes, who support that shop, go free. Yesterday, the London Metropolitan Police Department dropped the case charges on another set of gang rape terrorists. Like 400 and some charges. So yeah, Europe is going mad. Europe is going insane. Germany, the German people are waking up. The Prime Minister of Denmark's waking up. Austria, Hungary, Poland, all those Eastern European countries are waking up. Are defending their sovereignty, their Christian heritage, their Catholic heritage. But as those on the west side of Europe, they need to wake up. They need to stop this madness. We at Order Militaris can't do it. We're not here for politics or doing a political party. With me having these ancestors I do, Brother Alexis Bonolo, the president of Ordo Militaris Catholicus, allows me to speak on these things of my own opinion. So I ask all people in the Western European world to wake up. Throw off these shackles, these unjust laws by these tyrants in charge who appease to the invaders, who appease to those who are destroying your country, your heritage, your way of life. Defend your heritage. Defend your traditions. Defend your way of life. We have to form as a group, a political party, to take on these powerful elites, to get them out of office. And it's the only way you're going to do it. Y'all unite and fight through elections, getting the proper people in charge to save your country. Those in Britain, UK, is UKIP good on saving the Christian heritage of the UK? Saving the Christian traditions? Good on protecting free speech? Protecting Christians? What are they good at? Do they support Christian Britain? Do they support a Christian United Kingdom? What do they support? You must find that out. I must say we are praying for our member in Ireland, Katia, her husband Jonathan. Keep them in prayer as they had a horrible ordeal yesterday. And we keep them in prayers. May St. Joseph bring you comfort. And that's all I'm going to say today. Keep it short and sweet. Sort of. Anyway, we had one member from yesterday listening to the radio by a flag. That was awesome. Good job. Now, keep it up, folks. Keep it up. We're nearing our first goal of 100 flags sold. That is a huge goal. Because those flags are not cheap. To get yourself a flag, go to ordo-militaris.us. When the home page loads up, on the right-hand corner, you'll see the Holy Flag, the Holy League flag of 1571. Click that image. It'll take you right to the page where you buy that flag. Now, if you want it in a tapestry form, solid cloth, hand-stitched and everything beautiful, be a little more expensive, but it's well worth it. It'll last even longer. If you want one of those, contact us directly on the contact page saying we want a tapestry form of the Holy League flag, and we'll have it made for you and send us your contact information so we can get it to you and so you can pay the donation for it. Everything you obtain is a donation to the order. I want to thank you all for who's bought these flags, telling people to buy these flags. Keep it up. Keep it up. Once again, go to ordo-militaris.us. Once that homepage loads, you'll see right on the right-hand corner the Holy League flag of 1571, the Battle of the Ponto flag. Click that image. It'll take you to the flag page so you can buy the flag shown in the photo there. But if you want a special one, tapestry, hand-stitched and everything, that'll last even longer, contact us on the contact page. And we'll get it set up and being sewn for you. Alright? This is AJ for Order Militaris Radio, signing off.